The weather outside is frightful. I'm Kevin Uretsky, Fox News. The harsh winter weather across the country has left millions without power and caused at least 16 deaths due to exposure, crashes, and other reasons.
In Ohio, it's a 46-car pileup that left at least three people dead and several others injured. Those crashes left that turnpike closed for hours. The Midwest slammed by this winter storm. They even had the National Guard help out in Northwest Indiana as their roadways turned into sheets of ice.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. A 17-year-old suspect is in custody in the deadly shooting of a 19-year-old man at the Mall of America in Minnesota on Friday.
The why here is the thing that we still don't understand, because no one is cooperating with us. We believe that this is some type of longstanding feud that's been going on, but no one is cooperating with us right now.
Bloomington, Minnesota Police Chief Booker Hodges. Now that Congress has passed the $1.7 trillion spending bill, the focus will turn to the next Congress. And who will be Speaker of the House?
The omnibus gave House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy an opportunity to boost his chances for Speaker. McCarthy converted the omnibus into an emblem of what he said were Democratic power abuses, since one party controls the House and the Senate and the White House. All attention on Capitol Hill now turns to McCarthy's efforts to secure the votes to become Speaker.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. McCarthy is short right now as five Republicans have said that they will not vote for him.
Alleluia.
And that the sounds from the Vatican as today Pope Francis rebuked those ravenous for wealth and power at the expense of the vulnerable. That in a Christmas Eve homily. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Republicans have set the time and place for nominating their next presidential nominee. Milwaukee will host the GOP convention July 14th through the 18th in 2024.
Milwaukee had been chosen to host the Democratic National Convention in 2020 before the event was held virtually amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 2020 Republican convention was also scaled down but kept some events in Charlotte. Milwaukee was chosen over Nashville. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel says Wisconsin is a purple state with voters the GOP wants to bring into the party.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The Dallas Cowboys playing the Philadelphia Eagles today, but Cowboys owner Jerry Jones may have another battle on his mind. A Texas judge has ordered him to take a paternity test as part of a legal dispute with a 26-year-old who claims that he is her biological father, a 26-year-old woman. The judge issued the order for genetic testing in a paternity case brought by Alexandra Davis, who alleges that she was conceived from a relationship Jones had with her mother in the 90s. The Marines are making big changes, which will drive the Corps closer to gender neutrality.
Sir and ma'am have been commonplace for U.S. Marine recruits to refer to their drill instructors. However, the U.S. Marine Corps is now considering making it illegal to address high-ranking officers using those pronouns. The recommendation comes from a study by the University of Pittsburgh that states, quote, gendered identifiers prime recruits to think about or visually search for a drill instructor's gender first before their rank or role.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. And it may be a very merry Christmas in the biblical town of Bethlehem. Thousands of visitors are expected to descend upon the traditional birthplace of Jesus, a big change from the last couple of pandemic-driven years. Tourism is the economic lifeblood of the town in the occupied West Bank, and for the past 2 years, visitors stayed away. I'm Kevin Uretsky, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.